Part 4, first heading, Ratna. Ratna is a child widowed daughter of Kamalamma. Kamalamma is the sister of Rangamma. Ratna is virtuous. She is a bold young woman who would never need a chaperon or escort while going or returning from the riverside. She would carry her clothes to the river stones, beat them, and wet them and squeeze them, and packing them up, she would hurry back from the river alone. Next heading, Ratna, an educated woman. She is a young educated woman of progressive views. Though she is a widow, she does not dress and live in the conventional style of a widow. She wears bangles, colored saris, and not the white dhoti of a widow, puts the kumkum mark on her forehead and parts her hair like a concubine, as Waterfall Venkamma puts it. She is also bold and witty in conversation and can hold her own against heavy odds. She is much criticized for her unconventional ways, but she does not care for such criticism. She is attractive and charming, as is clear from the attention which Murti pays to her. If somebody asked her why she dressed like a married woman, she would reply that it was nobody's business. Her mother would rebuke her and say that she was sorry to have sent her to school. Other women used to spit towards her behind her back and wished for the destruction of her house. Ratna has a sense of love in her heart for Murti. She takes keen interest in the Gandhian movement and is a source of inspiration and help to Murti. Next heading, Harikatha man is arrested. When Murti heard about the Harikatha man's imprisonment, he at once decided to join the Gandhian movement. He was very much impressed by Gandhiji's words and became a true devotee of Gandhi. After the Harikatha man is arrested, Murti visited the city. Ratna also takes keen interest in the Gandhian movement and is a source of inspiration to Murti. When he heard that Harikatha man is arrested, she conducts the Harikathas. Next heading, preparation for Gandhi movement. Murti returned from the city. He bought with him the publicity material for the Gandhi movement, cotton and spinning wheels. Rangamma took keen interest in the Congress movement. With his friends, Murti distributed free charkhas and explained the advantages of charkha spinning to the people. He explained, "Sister, the Congress is giving away free spinning wheels. Will you spin, sister? You see, you have nothing to do in the afternoons after the vessels are washed and the water drawn. And if you spin just 1 hour a day, you can have body's cloth of any color or breadth you like. One body's cloth of any color or breadth you like, one body's cloth per month, and a sari every 6 months, and during the first month, the cotton is free." In the meanwhile, a lady asked Murti, "My son, we have weavers in the village." Murti at once replied, "Yes, my sister, but they buy for foreign yard, and the foreign yard is bought with our money, and all this money goes across the sea. Our gold should be in our country, and our cotton should be in our country." Murti also told her that it was the advice of the Mahatma that every man and woman who was able to spin should do so. If he or she did not need the money earned in this way, he could give the money or the cloth to the poor. He explained to the people that many Indian weavers had to buy foreign yarn. The agents of the owners of the foreign mills concerned all the rice and the cotton by paying slightly higher prices. The polished rice and the yarn came back to the village, and the villagers had to buy it at fantastic prices. Most of the profit goes to the foreigners and their agents. Nanjamma asked Murthy, "But tell me, my son, does the Mahatma spin?" "The Mahatma, sister, why every morning he spins for 2 hours soon after the prayers. He says spinning is as purifying as praying," Murthy explained. Next heading, proposals for Murthy's marriage. Many attractive offers of marriage were received one after another, but Murthy declined to marry. However, there was one offer that Murthy's mother Narasimha could not forget. It was from the Madhur coffee planter Venkat Narayan. She dreamed of a grand marriage celebration and a royal marriage procession. On the other hand, Venkamma secretly believed that the coffee planter would never offer his daughter to the young man who could not even complete his education and get a degree, but she nevertheless resolved to make sure. She went to Murthy's mother and threatened that if this marriage ever took place, it would mean a pollution to their caste, and that at the marriage ceremony itself, she would give a peace of mind to the assembled guests. The reason for this tirade was the fact that Murthy has refused the offer of one of Venkamma's daughters. Next heading, Murthy's dream. Murthy, the village Gandhi, has a dream that he is with the Mahatma. Mahatma is preaching truth and non-violence, etc. Murthy returns to his home in Kantapura to do Gandhi work there. But his mother Narasimha feels it badly that he should come after leaving his studies. At last, he would be looking after the hereditary lands, but Murthy would have none of it. He would not accept any proposal of marriage. Next heading, Venkamma's envy. Waterfall Venkamma is opposed to Murthy and looks down upon him with a vocal spite. Venkamma tells his mother that Murthy is going to be excommunicated by the great Swami. At this, Narasimha takes the news very badly and is full of disappointment. Next heading, Murthy and his mother. Murthy finds his mother in the grief of a great misery because the son is going to be excommunicated by the Swami, so he is going to be polluted. The mother rushed in the streets and would even spit at the pariah. She wished she had died before seeing her son polluted. Next morning, when Murthy tried to touch the feet of his mother, she pushed him away angrily and said, "Go away, I never want to see your face again." Murthy was surprised much. He asked humbly, "But what is all this about, mother?" At this, Narasimha shouted angrily, "What? Don't talk like an innocent. Go and stand up. Go and stand on the step like a pariah. Don't show your face to me again. Not until you have been purified by the Swami." Saying this, she rushed down to the river and Murthy remained standing silently. Next heading, Murthy meets Bhatta. Murthy told Bhatta, "Let the Swami do what he likes. I'll go and do more and more pariah work. I'll go and eat with them if necessary. Why not? Are they not men like us? And the Swami, who is he? A self-chosen fool. He may be learned in the Vedas and all that, but he has no heart. He has no thinking power. And what shall I say to that, Narasimha? Bhatta asks Murthy. Bhatta informed Narasimha that Murthy does not care for the Swami. So she let him do whatever he likes. Bhatta did not want his community to get polluted. It happened with those who went to a university. Narasimha starts weeping at her sad plight. Murthy is served his food. The leaf is laid with angry silence by his mother. She laid food for Murthy and asked him to come and eat. Murthy did not eat in the main hall but at the kitchen threshold like a servant. Next heading, death of Murthy's mother. Murthy and his mother never spoke to each other since that day. But Murthy pursued his work for the Parya with great vigor. So Murthy, his family and his coming generations had been excommunicated for all time to come. Murthy would not have the right of entering a temple or of attending a marriage or other ceremony. After hearing this news, Murthy's mother acted wildly, spitting thrice in all directions of the Parya huts. Then she ran to the river and fell down unconscious on the sands. The cold purged her body and she died the next morning. Over.